Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to read to you from Numbers chapter 17, verse 8, and talk to you about not the day of the dead, but the day of life from the dead. Numbers chapter 17, verse 8, where we read, "Now it came to pass on the next day that Moses went into the tabernacle of witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron of the house of Levi had sprouted and put forth buds and had produced blossoms and yielded ripe almonds." They challenged the authority of Moses and Aaron, and God dealt with the challengers. Numbers chapter 16 describes how firmly God dealt with those who defied the authority of Moses and Aaron. But God also knew that even with those troublemakers gone, the prestige of Moses and Aaron had taken a beating. Not for their sake, but for his, God wanted to display to the whole nation that Moses and Aaron were his appointed leaders. He would display it working through a rod, the symbol of authority, because shepherds use the rod to guide and correct the sheep. Moses, as a shepherd, had a rod in his hand when tending sheep in the wilderness. And this rod later became known as the rod of God. It was a symbol of the authority God gave to Moses. Here, in number 17, the rod respected authority, but not the authority of Moses, but of Aaron, the high priest. God told them to take a rod to represent each tribe, and then God would do something miraculous to show which of the 12 tribes he wanted to serve in the priesthood. So in gathering rods and inscribing each with the name of a tribe, and on Levi's rod inscribing Aaron's name, God would declare which tribe possessed priestly authority by choosing one of those rods. This was the issue at hand in light of Korah's rebellion in the previous chapter. They set the rods before the Lord in the tabernacle, and when Moses checked the next day, Aaron's rod, and only Aaron's rod, had sprouted. But it not only sprouted, it had put forth buds. It not only put forth buds, it produced blossoms. It not only produced blossoms, it yielded almonds. It not only yielded almonds, it yielded ripe almonds. And all of this came from a dead piece of wood. You know, this was a place where a small miracle would have been convincing. After all, God could have just made a tiny little green sprout come forth from Aaron's rod alone, and that would have, or should have been enough. But God gave, as in the words of Acts chapter 1, verse 3, many infallible proofs to demonstrate his approval of Aaron's leadership. God gives us more than enough evidence. Our problem is a lack of willingness to see what he has made clear. Now, is there anything remarkable, about a piece of wood with buds, blossoms, or fruit on it? No. Orchards are filled with wood that has growth on it. But a piece of dead wood with all of those things appearing in one night after sitting in a tent, now that's a miracle. It's also remarkable that Aaron's rod had sprouts, buds, blossoms, and ripe almonds all at the same time. You see, fruit from a godly leader comes at all different stages. Now, what did God's choice of Aaron mean? It did not mean that Aaron was the most spiritual man in the nation. God's chosen leaders will have godly character, according to the descriptions in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and Titus chapter 1. But leadership isn't necessarily a contest for most spiritual. It did not mean that Aaron would never sin or fail. God's chosen leaders may fail. We don't believe in the idea of papal infallibility or pastoral infallibility. But godly leadership must set things right when it does fail. The budding of Aaron's rod simply meant that Aaron was God's chosen priest, and the nation was required to recognize it. If life from something dead demonstrated the authority of Aaron and Moses, how much more does the resurrection of Jesus demonstrate his authority over us? Best of all, it is an authority of love and of great service and ministry to us. Human authority often, if not always, disappoints. But the loving, serving authority of Jesus never fails. He proved his prerogative by bringing life from death. So, receive and enjoy his loving, living reign over you today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.